الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. On one occasion, Hazrat Haji Farooq Saab Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the most senior khulafa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Saab Rahmatullah Alayh, explained that if a person travels anywhere in the world and he sees some beautiful tree, flower, etc., and he wishes, "I can have this in my garden also." For that, there is a long procedure. If it is from overseas, the governments are very strict with the laws of importing flowers, plants, etc. You'll have to satisfy all the regulations. If it's local also, you'll have to get it wherever it might be. Buy it from a nursery, a friend might give it to him, wherever it might be. You have to perhaps go to the wherever it grows and bring it. Transporting it also is not easy. The plants can die off easily. They have to be looked after properly. And then when he gets it, he'll have to plant it. You have to dig a hole according to specification, put fertilizer according to specification, plant it, cover it up, put more fertilizer. And then it depends what kind of a tree it might be, the fruit it bears. It might take 2 years before it gets fruit, may take 4 years before it grows. In the process, he'll have to look after it also, weather conditions, children playing, somebody, a new plant, didn't know, reversing the car, etc., might drive over it. Plenty things with regard to that. And it might be that before the fruits come, the tree dries according to the frost, etc., if it's in such an area. Or he might die before that also. So what a long procedure to get that fruit of dunya, or that flowers, or the tree, whatever it might be. On the other hand, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that subhanallah, Harsun fil Jannah. One subhanallah, we said, is a tree planted in Jannah immediately. No importing it, no getting all the regulations, satisfying this need, that need, nothing. And we might not think, and that is why I'm just a little bit muzakara for myself, for all of us, just to refreshen our minds. We all read every day, at least after Fajr, after Asr, we read 33 times subhanallah. 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, or 33 times and La ilaha illallah, fourth kalima, and we complete 100. So we might not have realized it. And this is one very important point. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says that with all our amal, if we can become conscious that now I think I planted 100 trees in Jannah. And the trees of Jannah, they are not going to die, it's impossible. And there in Jannah, we won't die also. And they are going to be forever and ever. And then it comes in the hadith also, that a person on a fast horse, the shade of the tree of Jannah, it will take him 100 years, and some riwayat, 500 years, to cover the shade of that tree. So 100 trees like that. So how big it is, how much we are, that Jannah will be so big. From one aspect also, ulama have written that Jannah is a barren land, and our a'mal are all the mansions, are all the beautiful waterfalls and rivers and the trees and the gardens of Jannah. So now we have just increased the size of the plot of our Jannah where such 100 trees can fit in. Here in this world, if we have to, as many times you plan your house on your plot and you're just short of 0.5 meter, then everything should have set nice. Or you're encroaching on your neighbor and your neighbor doesn't want to budge also. And now you have got a problem. But yeah, without anything whatsoever, just the simple tasbihat, what we call simple, but it's not simple. It's Allah make us that me, all of us, we get the azmat and the honor of this deen Allah has given us. And when this is with this tasbihat, the rest of the deen, how much, what value it has got, the farais, etc. And our two rakats of Fajr namaz we perform now. The two sunnats of Fajr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed so much on the two rakats of Fajr. How important it must be when Allah's Rasul, who had all the knowledge which Allah had given him, he says how important it is. So when we, so that plot of Jannat of ours to accommodate another 100 trees. And again after Asr, another 100 trees. Allahu Akbar. How big won't that Jannat be? And it's up to us to stretch it as much as we can now. On one occasion, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she and her modesty, nobody can explain that also. What modesty? On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the best thing for a woman? So nobody had the answer. Afterwards, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he gave the answer. That the best thing for a woman is that she does not see any man and no man sees her. She doesn't see any man and no man sees her. So he asked, who gave this answer? So he told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatima is part of me. That's why she could give this answer. And that is the best thing for a woman, that she doesn't see any other strange man, and no strange man ever sees her. And it is also, there is some discussion where Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is buried. And she had made wasiyat, if I die during the day, plant me, bury me here where I passed through, in her house, which is now today part of the Rauza-e Mubarak. And if it's at night, Jannatul Baqi, then nobody can see. And very quietly, nobody must know also, that though we know we put a sheet over ladies, but even the slightest idea, whether she's small built, big built, how it is, that also she did not want anyone to know. So how much? And here we get another great lesson, a lesson of sharam haya, modesty. Allah bless us all. That this should have sharam haya. This is a thing which is practically gone out of our lives. Forget the woman, man also, woman also don't have this. To Allah Ta'ala bless us with these qualities. And really these are the things. And if just that sharam haya can come back into us, perhaps 3/4 or 95% of our problems will be solved. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So anyway, she worked. Another great lesson for us to learn. She did all the housework herself. Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. The queen of all the women of Jannah, and doing all her housework herself. So much so that she would develop blisters on her hands. Marks on her body carrying the leather bags of water. All this she used to do. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu took pity on her and said, why don't you? Some slaves have come and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be giving them out to everyone. Why don't you go and ask for a slave also that can lighten your work? From here we learn that to have a person helping in the house, a maid, a helper, is nothing wrong. It is permissible also. But much more superior is that the woman folk do their own work. One girl who was doing a hifz at home by the family, completed after some time, she came and visit. So while talking with the family, she told a certain lady came and visit some woman. And she told, while talking among themselves, she said, why don't you keep somebody to work for you in the house? She said, no, I manage everything. I can do everything, I manage, I do it myself. So she said, she was insisting, no, you must keep somebody. She said, then what will I do? She said, you must keep a TV, and you watch TV all the time. So all this kind. So instead of all that, woman watching TV or whatever, going jogging on the road, and today a culture has become of jamming, and this is a serious culture. It's not just jamming. We're not realizing a whole new, alien, terrible, horrible culture is coming into our lives. And the amount of money that we are spending, a simple thing, woman do her own work at home. All that will be accomplished in this year. So Allah give us tawfiq, and all these alien things, our education system is gone haywire, our jamming, our holiday, to Allahu Akbar. That is a thing that it's alien also to us. And amount of money we are spending and what is happening with the holiday concept and that, unbelievable. And it's across the board. Those of us who regard ourselves as pious, we also, everyone. If it's absolute necessity, we have to stay in a resort, we have to stay in a hot hotel, somewhere, sometime, of absolute, what a, not a pinch, what a big amount of salt you stay there. These are those places where the worst gunas take place. And happily we pay to go there. Today a person consummates his marriage there, going for a honeymoon, where all that worst gunas take place. One time Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali visited us at the Darul Uloom. We had just built one new Mehman Khana, and Haji Bhai slept there the night. In the morning he asked, who slept here before me? So it was still new. I said, no, I don't think anyone slept. Anyway, he said, the amount of anwarat I felt at night. So these places where the Buzurgani Deen stay, tilawat of Quran Sharif, tahajjud namaz, zikrullah takes place. Unfortunately, today our thermometers are broken. They don't work. Whether we go to some resort where all, we don't feel anything. That's darkness there. We don't feel it. We go to Haram Sharif in front of Rauza-e Mubarak. We don't feel that anwarat. Where am I? We are going on the multazam and we don't feel anything. We just like nothing is happening. We come to the masjid, that anwarat, and definitely there are so lot at this moment, the anwarat of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah. So all this year, Allah make it that we can realize these things. So anyway, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who used to do all her housework herself, and so much that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu suggested you go and ask for a helper. When he insisted, she went, but she had so much of sharam, haya, that she couldn't ask her own father also. She came away quietly again. One time we were in Zambia, and the Darul Uloom of Chipata is about 5 kilometers out of the town. So one friend was explaining to me that one alim who was teaching in the Darul Uloom, he was pressed with some very great need. And he had a good friend that he could go and approach him that I need this. So he says that person walked 5 kilometers from there. But he walked a few steps and then he said, no, I can't go. How can I ask somebody else for my need? And he read that sharam haya. Allah bless us also. Well, we are very far. It's only words. Allah bless us with the haqiqah. So anyway, she went. Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we see father and children relationship here. That he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, realized my daughter Fatima came. She must be having some need. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went at night to their house. And sitting there with Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Fatima, I said, Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala anha, you came, what was the matter? So then, still she couldn't speak. Hazrat Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, I send her. And for this purpose, I send her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can give you, no problem. But if you want, I'll give you something better. Everyone wants what is better. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at night when you retire to go to bed, read 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. And that is better than somebody working for you. From here we learn our physical strength also comes by Zikrullah. And really try it also. We will see, read Durood Sharif, read Istighfar, the third Kalima, and many other, what beautiful Azkar we have been taught, and the meaning so beautiful. The glory and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And the Hurul Ain in Jannat, they will be they will have melodious voice and they will be singing. And what will they be singing? The praises of Allah Ta'ala. And there we will realize that the praises of Allah are so sweet and so enjoyable. Allah give us a bit of the taste here in this dunya. That when we take Allah's name, we get that enjoyment. So it shows that to do our daily chores for us as man, for woman, to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that will give us great, great energy. And today we feel we need a break in the year. This is also a complete mirth. Actually, one time of one Muslim Islamic school, I was also a board member at that time, and they brought up the discussion of having sports for the children. So one sports day, which we also just accept like that, we don't think what it is. So I asked, what is the object? They say, physical training, they get ready. So I said, you need that once in a year, or you need it daily? To be physically fit, you have to once in a year. So holiday also, we need it once a year, that now we are burnt out, we are finished, now we must revitalize everything, get ready. Or we need every day. Every day, and Allah has given us our system. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّوْمَ السُّبَاتَ. He has made your night to have rest. Make little qaylula in the afternoon. So on a daily basis, these things must be done. Some physical exercise is very good, but within the proper limits of Sharia, for women folk at home, for men also, we don't have to go to a gym and all that, with all that music and all people dressed in what terrible ways, lewd ways. No, we do it on our own and on a daily basis. So by making our zikr, and the simple zikr, we call it simple, but so great zikr, this will give us all that strength and that vitality which we regard, which we need also. And the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanallah, whenever we read our 33 subhanallah, then also one thing, we shouldn't just rush to it. I was very happy, mashallah, Maulana today gave us enough time to read. And that is how it should be. Some places you hardly read little, and the imam is making dua already. So it should be done. We're not saying that you have to now stretch it and that, but at least reasonably. And beautiful thing that we have been taught, we keep on learning, and what we learn, we like to share also. We are useless in making amal. Somebody else make amal, Allah will put ours, share also in there. So subhanallah, that, oh Allah, you are pure, you are clean. I'm the most impure. And in fact, it comes, our Shaykh, Hadrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah should say, that jaza'an wifaqa. You said, I am pure, in return I will purify you. By saying subhanallah, and in fact Hazrat prescribed, usually for women only, the ma'mula 300 times subhanallah. And Hazrat said, so many mashayikh made their murids kamil, perfect, just on the zikr of subhanallah. When you say subhanallah, oh Allah, you are pure, you are clean. There is no defect in Allah. The fault is bi-adabi, even to talk with it in combination with Allah's name. Allah never becomes old, never becomes weak, he never has a flu, never. Allah is pure of every defect, of every fault. When we say, Allah says, Banda, you said I am pure, whether you say it or you don't say it. If no Nabi, no Wali even says it, I am pure. But by you saying it, I'll purify you. If Allah purifies you, which other purification do we need after that? Allah will purify a person. So we read it at that time thinking, subhanallah, and that, oh Allah, you are pure. And you purify, I am the worst, most dirtiest, most filthiest I am. You purify me. Also, that first, many of us will remember that when we wanted to clean our houses, or the car, or anything, there was three things we had to do. One was scrubbing first, and after that, polishing, and after that, shining. So three things we had to do. First, wash the car, then put some polish, and then shine it. The floors also. But that old polish we should get, and then we should polish the floors, and then they should shine it, etc. Now scientists made a 3-in-1. And now we even get 5-in-1 and 6-in-1 and 7-in-1. Now they made a polish, only that one polish, it does everything. Yeah, we have been given 3-in-1 from the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not to clean the toilet or the car or the stoop floor or the kitchen floor, but to clean the heart. That with subhanallah is like the scrubbing process, purifying. Alhamdulillah, that, oh Allah, all praise is for you. Qualities of praise are only in you. Allah says, it is like that. There is no one else. It's only me. And we must understand Allah not according to our understanding. That is where we make a major, major fault in our deen. Everything we want to understand it according to our brains and our thinking. Understand who Allah is as Allah is. Not as we understand Allah. Some people understood Allah to be a tree. They started worshipping the tree. Somebody thought Allah to be an idol. They started worshipping the idol. No. Allah is as He is. And we have to find out from those people who know who Allah is and accept Allah as He is, not as we would think. Today, how many people say Allah has been unfair to me? Allah has been cruel, na'uzubillah. We can't, Allah is as He is, and we have to accept Him as He is. And that comes from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Write down, as we have been explained who Allah is, we have to accept Allah as Allah is. Not as we think how Allah is, or how we would like Allah to be. No, Allah is not our making. And one beautiful dua also, oh Allah, you are not that Allah that we have made you. You are as you are. So, all purity, all praise is only for Allah. And Allah loves to be praised. And we must not judge Allah as we would think that I don't like to be praised, why Allah wants to be praised. Qualities of praise are only in Allah. Nobody else whom Allah gives what share, then they get praise. So Allah says that you praise me, I'm the only one worthy of praise. But because you said so, I will make qualities of praise in you now. Now people will praise you. And this praise is not for oneself, but for the sake of deen. That people like Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what qualities, how people got attracted from where and where, cause of hidayat of people. And Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So when we read this tasbihat, keep that also little in mind. That Ya Allah, I am filthy, I am dirty, you are the only pure one, you purify me. Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, only you have the qualities of praise. I'm a spoiler, I'm a breaker, I'm a useless thing. Allah will create those qualities. And the qualities of greatness. Also, yes, sometimes we think that why must a person have greatness within him? And this is contrary to what is being taught, that we must have humility. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Arif Billah. What knowledge Allah had given to our Shaykh. The hadith, the dua of the hadith, Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi a'yunin nasi kabira. Oh Allah, make me in my eyes small, but make me big in the eyes of the people. This also outwardly it appears that this is not right, that people must respect me, people must have honor for me. But the real, and Hazrat explained so beautifully, the antibiotic was given first, that make me small in my eyes. No matter how great people think you are, but in my eyes, I'm a useless thing. I'm nothing whatsoever. So all the praises or respect people will give you will not have effect on you whatsoever. And the question that why must I have any respect, if we will easily we can understand, if the parents in the house, which today this whole philosophy is also being taught, that the parents, they don't have that authority in the house. Children will tell the father, you did this to me, you like this, you like that, tell the fight for the mother. That respect is not there. So in such houses, there is chaos. The children are not, they don't respect the elders, they don't listen. So in a classroom, if there is no respect for the teacher, for the ustad, and the students come, which is happening today, just students are smoking in class also. Students are, they do what they want to. So chaos there also. Yeah, in the masjid, if we don't have respect for the imam, for the mutawallis, everyone comes, puts what notice he wants to. And somebody likes the musalla. Every day somebody brings a different musalla and put for the imam. This is a good musalla. There will be chaos here. Somebody feels asr time must be changed, and he changes. Next day somebody else changes it again. So if there isn't respect for authority, then what will happen? So this respect for deen is also. So a person who has, who Allah gives this, and that is a thing also which is gone out. Today we don't have that respect for senior people. So therefore also all the chaos in the ummah, where and where we are going. There was a time when, for example, here in the Durban area, Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Ansari, other great people, whatever they said was finished, end of the story. And respect for them. And it was end of the story. In other, to our side, different there, the ulama. But today that thing is also gone out. So this is a very essential thing also. So Allah, and this Tasbihat-e-Fatimi is so, Allah made it so easily available that there are certain medicines we go and buy at the chemist. They said you have to get a doctor's prescription. We can't give it over the counter. And other medicines you just buy over the counter. For other zikr, this is also another important thing. Many of us start our own zikr. We read one zikr, this virtues. We started it, whether it's authentic or not, what is it? We don't know. So that also we must find from some reliable alim, etc. That we have a sheikh, much more better, we should have a sheikh, ask him, is this all right or not? And there are certain things which we can buy over the counter. Tasbihat-e-Fatimi is for the whole ummah. We don't need permission also. You don't need a prescription. It's for the whole ummah. And the value of it is so great. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make qadr. Once mentioned this in Westville Masjid. Then the next day, one friend of us told us, he went and meet the one person who was there after namaz, I think it was Zohar or whichever namaz. So he wanted to speak to him something. So he made a sign, just stop. After he finished, he said, I was busy planting my trees in Jannah. Now I finished planting them, now you can talk. So like this, the Tasbihat-e-Fatimi, we normally read it after Fajr, after Asr. And we are encouraged to read it at night before going to bed also. And if we read it after every namaz also, we'll have planted minimum 600 trees every day. And how much more we want to, we can plant. And how much we're going to plant, we will get there in Jannah. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj, he met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam also. And he told him, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam said, give your ummah my salams. We all should say also, wa alayhim wa alaykum as-salam. And this also, just imagine, think who we are. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam sent salams for us. And who brought the salams? Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us today, what great, great muhaddithin, what great, great fuqaha, ulama, they've narrated it. What a great, what's a golden tray? And what is a golden dish in there? What is this present? But we don't realize. So Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq also to realize and think. If we realize our position, then inshallah our lives will change also. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, should stress on this also, that whatever amal you do, then think that I have acquired this today. That a businessman, if he pulls off a nice big deal, he feels happy automatically inside. He'll come home, he'll tell his wife, he'll tell his friends, I'm happy. So when we pull off these big deals, and what big deals of getting palaces built in Jannah, and you give one brick to build a masjid, the money of it, 10 rand, 15 rand. Allah won't give you one brick in Jannah, He will give you a whole palace in Jannah. So you build your palace in Jannah, now be happy that, mashallah, my palace is built. And we make dua at the same time, Allah must say, this will make us more conscious, my niyat must be right. My amal must be right. Is it according to sunnah? Is it according to the commands of Allah? Have I changed something in there or what? So in this way, we will appreciate also. So whatever we do, and Allah give us a lot of tawfiq of doing many things which we don't think. I'm sure inshallah, every one of us, when we'll walk out of the masjid, we'll walk out with the left leg. That is also, in this times of today, 100 shaheed's reward. Reviving that sunnah. When we'll enter our house, we'll enter with the right leg. But we don't think of it also. That Allah, you gave me resemblance with my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He should enter with the right leg. We go to the toilet, we'll enter with the left leg. Just imagine what they deen, going to the toilet and you can enter your Jannah. Coming out, we'll come out with the left leg. We do it, inshallah. All of us, we do it. But just with this is the sunnah of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And at these times, when people are trying to demolish the sunnahs, the whole structure of sunnah, they want to totally remove it. And we implement it. How happy won't Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be? So, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. I left off somewhere. Three in one. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah gave us that hole to cleanse our hearts. So these are great, great a'bal that seem small, seems trivial, seems simple, but they are very, very, very great. May Allah give us tawfiq, inform and make the niyat of spreading it to our friends also, to our family people. And we make little ihtimam also. Ask one another, did you read your tasbihat today? Ask the family also. Did you read your tasbihat? Did you make your tilawat of Quran Sharif today? All these things, this muzakara we should make. We ask, you had breakfast today. That is important. You took your medicine. You didn't miss out on it. But we don't ask, did you make your zikr finish? Did you make your tilawat finish? Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allah make it easy. Time for ishraq, inshallah.
Two minutes.
And ishraq, also a very glorious namaz Allah has given us. One friend, Sikandar Ali, is an engineer in Lodium. Once he told me there was an ijtima, and they had a lot of demands of the ijtima, and he was a responsible person. But he says, you make your two rakats ishraq, and he's paban. Allah make me, make us all also paban. So he says, two rakats of ishraq, I saw all my needs being fulfilled. What a big demand he had to put a deposit of how much money for certain the starting of the... And we had no money. But he says, we made it, and he has to do all his work. And he had appointments. He says, how everything fell in place. Finished one appointment, exactly in time for the next. And then, really, if that consciousness is there, he says, it was time for namaz. Namaz also fell in place. Exactly, I made my namaz also with ease. And otherwise, you might be this meeting, that meeting. Now your namaz, you're missing jamaat, you're missing one, two rakats. It happens like that. But he says, everything was just falling in place. So Allah give us tawfiq. These two rakats of ishraq are also extremely valuable. And the whole of deen, more than what I must have for breakfast, this cereal, this orange juice, and that is good, and that is good, more is this our deeni aspect. May Allah give us tawfiq. And Allah reward Maulana Naeem, he had the lights put on. Otherwise, few friends, I can see the eyes are drooping. If the lights were off, I should be talking, and everyone should be sleeping perhaps. Allah give us tawfiq. All and keep your contact with our ulama. Keep a close contact. And if we can, previously we knew in the Cape area with the sheikh of the masjid, they had such a relationship. Anything, baby is going to be born, what name? Ask the sheikh. Daughter is going to get married, where? This proposal? Ask the sheikh. Everything. And in that, a non-Muslim Christian missionaries, they had established that there in Cape Town, the people's iman got saved when Qadianism focused there, just because of their contact with the sheikh. They asked the sheikh, what is this Qadianism? He said, no, it's total, taboo, we don't go that way. Finish what the sheikh said, Allah give us relationship with our ulama. And mashallah, today what great ulama we have got, really great, great ulama we have got. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate them, and to listen, to make mashura with them, to take their advice and follow accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.